In Daniel chapter 8. So there is a difference. We're going to look at the time appointed later on in our studies, but this particular time appointed here in verse 1 of Daniel 10, we want to consider now. It's the Hebrew word Saba, S-A-B-A. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And it gives a sense of an army or a warfare or service. And some of the other translations that take up this time appointed in verse 1, it says, even a great warfare. This, instead of time appointed in the Revised Version, it says, but even the great warfare was long. In the Revised Standard Version, it says it was a great conflict. Moffat's translation says, the true revelation of a great conflict. What I'm hoping you see here is that what Daniel was shown is a great conflict. And you may not recognize any importance of this initially, but the truth of these verses that take up the history in Daniel 11 verse 2 and onward is that it's a history of the conflict between different powers struggling for control of the world. And this truth, in my mind, needs to be scrutinized very closely. And I'm certain that I don't understand all the different ideas that there are about the last six verses of Daniel 11. And the ideas that are out there in Adventism that come to different conclusions than we have done, certain of them I've heard, maybe not all of them, but because this is a prophetic emphasis that our ministry has, it's really the foundation of our ministry, is what we do is draw our prophetic understandings right out of the last six verses of Daniel 11. And because of this, through the years, as we've done this, we've been become familiar with many of the opposing views. Now, I don't know that I'm not saying that I understand all the opposing views or have heard them all, but one that is significant and one that comes up often, and I hope you'll see why I'm jumping forward to this at this point, is that in verse 41, we identify the glorious land as the United States of America. We use the definition of the glorious land as the land that God had provided for his people, a land that had certain characteristics that were designed by God to allow God's people to take the gospel to the world, whether it was ancient Israel or modern Israel. The glorious land being the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, milk and